Time now for Tom Morgan's Money Talk.
Hi, pal. Small business takes it on the chops because small business owners are not corrupt enough. It's true. Yeah, special interests rule Washington. They rule Albany and all state capitals. Special interests funnel money to politicians to influence legislation, to buy votes, to get cronies appointed. Special interests funnel the money into politicians' charities. Charities that employ the politician's family and pals. They funnel money into politicians' campaign coffers. So who has the most money to buy the influence? Big business, big unions, organizations whose members are big players. When it comes to this kind of corruption, small business owners cannot compete. Their small business organizations cannot compete. In other words, small business cannot afford the level of corruption that buys votes and influences how the laws and the regulations get written. And the result? A lot of policies that help big business but hurt small business. A lot of policies that ignore small business or give it the back of the hand. Hey, if you want to be heard in Washington and Albany, you not only have to be corrupt, you got to be big-time corrupt. More after this wee pause. If you'd like a good financial checkup of your investments, call 1-866-225-4334. Get Tom's questionnaire or do it online at the website, tomasinmorgan.com. Hi, it's Tom again. The college professor asked one of the slower students to explain what Roe versus Wade was all about. And the student said, well, that's easy, sir. That's a decision that George Washington had to make, you know, when he was figuring out how to cross the Delaware. He decided to row. This is Tom, as in Morgan.